Learning Masech the Shabbos, Daf Kuf Chav Dal and Amid Beis. Gemara previously brought the Machlokes that Rambam holds and Abaye also, that Kli Shel Machtel is only Mutal Letzarech Gufay and not Letzarech Mekaymai, and Kli Shel Machtel Het is Mutal Letzarech Gufay and Mekaymai and not Mechama Letzel. And Rav holds that Kli Shel Machtel is Mutal both Letzarech Gufay and Letzarech Mekaymai, it can't be Mechalak between Letzarech Gufay and Letzarech Mekaymai, and Kli Shel Machtel Het is Mutal Letzarech Gufay and Letzarech Mekaymai and also Mechama Letzel. The Gemara here says, Rav Savala de Rava, Rav also holds like Rava. Domer Rav, Marishli Yiganim Zatilta Shlel Tzarech Va'asir, a mar, a shovel that it shouldn't be stolen. That's called Shlel Tzarech. A shovel is a Kli Shel Machtel Isser. So you see, Tamashli Yiganim Zarekuv Tzarech Mekayim Mutter. You see that the Isser to move Kli Shel Machtel Isser is Dafka Shlel Yiganim Mechamel Tzel. But Tzarekuv Tzarech Mekayim is Mutter, not like Rabbi that says that you need Tzarech Gufay. So Mar says, "Any Rav Kana ikul lebei Rav, am aisli shus lekana leisa vale." Rav Kana came to Rav, to the house of Rav, and he said, "Bring a shusa metzuda kli shemak lisa to Kana to sit on it." Why did he have to say leisa vale? It must be to tell you that you need tzarech gufay. Lavle meir medavish tzarech gufay and tzarech mekayim alay. So Mar says, "Two teretzim ha'achilam meshukula shusa mekana kana." Take it away. In other words, some mafarshim explain that leis of alei, that's Rashi's mashma, leis of alei doesn't mean to sit on the shus of a ked, it means to sit where the shusa was. When he says bring the shusa to kana leis of alei, he meant bring the shusa away from kana leis of alei to sit in the makayim and the rabbi, to tell you that tzarech makayim is mutter. Yibayisema asim mechama letzel hafa. Yibayisema, that there, the reason why he said leis of alei is utung met mechama letzel. So since you're moving a mechama letzel, that would be aser. That's why I said leisav alei. So in the Zemagen Avram, it's in Simen Shin Ches of Katan Ches. The Shulchan Aruch had said that a kli shel machtel iser is aser mechama letzel. So the Zemagen Avram comments on that the following: Vis b'yishalmi perkei debeya, kashe mechash vol v'tashish mutal taltoi, afilu ikar kavanasei mechama letzel. It means the Yishalmi says, if you decide to use it, even though your main kavana is mechama letzel, but if you decide to use it, it's mutter. And then he writes, "Ayin b'shamis naf kufchav dalan amid beis." He quotes you an amid of Gemara, kufchav dalan amid beis, our amid, and he doesn't tell you clearly what he's telling you, which Gemara in the amid he's looking for that's relevant to what he said, that even if it's the ikka kavana is mechama letzel, but when you chayshav al v'tashmish, it's mutter. So, the Taisa Shabbos and the Prima Gadim, they both learn, he means that Gemara. That the Gemara says in the second Teretz, that he told them, I see shus l'kana leisav lei, because it was mechama letzel. What was the pshat? That he really didn't need this metzuda for Afkana to sit on it. He had other things that he could sit on. Well, he could sit on the floor. And the problem was, there's mechama letzel. It was getting destroyed. So Mela, he sees in this Gemara, you said that you're allowed to bring something, mechama letzel, and sit on it, even though that's not your kavana, you really don't need it, but the ikka you're doing kavana letzel, it's aroma. That misses the Balamar, says Mefurish, that's the pshat. The Balamar, we mentioned the Balamar with the meducha and the shum, and the Balamar says that the meducha and the shum is that you're moving the keli because it's like aroma. You're saying you're moving it for the shum, but really, you're moving it for the meducha, and he brings mamash agamara. That agamara is mavur, that aram is mutter. Because the balamara learnt up the gemara that Rav was moving it mechama letzel. That's why he had to say, the leisiv shus lekana leisiv alei. He wasn't trying to say it's only mutter letzerach gufay now letzerach mekama. He was trying to say that even though I'm not really needed letzerach gufay, I'm really doing it mechama letzel. But since he's going to use it, that's good enough to be called letzerach gufay. But Tzarechin, if it stims, we said over in the Mishnah Berurah, that if you could use a Kli Shel Machtel Heter, and you use a Kli Shel Machtel Issi, you're not allowed to do it, and he brings a Raya from the Gemara, that's not called Tzarech Gufay. The Gemara was talking about if you don't need a Kli altogether, the Gemara of Kanan and Maklais, we spoke about this in the previous year. L'chaya, if you're going to be Matir Harama, all Harama is a Pshat, they don't really need the Kli. I could do what I'm doing without the Kli. Okay, I'm only using the kli to matter the tiltul. It sounds like a little bit as long as the maisa you're using the kli, that is called tzarech gufay. That's tzarech yin b'zeh. Now this is the pshat, the Magen Avraham, the pshat of the Tosfos Shabbos and the Prima Gadim. Then when the Magen Avraham says, I am a Shabbos, Daf Kuf Chav Dalan Amid Beis, he means Agamara. Then this is the Tilul of David, and Tosfos Shabbos also mentions this, he says, that really a riot. Agamara is not mafurish that it's Harama. The Tilul of David points out, Rashi doesn't seem to learn that way. Rashi says, Mechama Letzel is Mokam Ara Lohisa. It was a place that was bad for it. In other words, he said, Lesev love, so that people shouldn't think that Mechama Letzel is mutter. Rashi's mashma, that he really did need it for Rav Kahana. The only question is, why did he say Lesev alay? The Gemara thought he said Lesev alay to teach you that you need Tzarech Gufay. Not the first teretz was, no, Lesev alay means Lesev Mekayimah, to teach you that you don't need Tzarech Gufay. To teach you Tzarech Mekayimah is good enough. But the second teretz is Lesev alay means to sit on the mitzudah. So why did he say Lesev alay? It's even with the Tzarech Mekayimah. The teretz is because since it was Mechama Letzel, he was afraid if he won't say Lesev alay, you'd understand from him that it's Mutter Mechama Letzel, because that was the case. So Meili said Lesev alay, so you shouldn't think that Mechama Letzel is Mutter. But it sounds from Rashi, that's not the pshat that he was taka doing in Mechama Letzel and the whole Lesev alay was Aroma. It sounds from Rashi that he taka needed to sit on it. And the Lesev alay was a way to explain that Mechama Letzel is Aser. So Ebezeh, you wouldn't have a raya from this Gemara. The Master Shekel says that the Magen Avraham means the next Gemara. The next Gemara says this story. The Amari Rachel Havalei Ahu based at Yusuf B'Shimsha. The Amari Rachel had a Kli Shemachtel L'Isser. Had a Kli Shemachtel L'Isser. Kli Shemachtel L'Heter, I mean. He had based at Yusuf a pillow that was B'Shimsha. And he wanted to know, can he move a Kli Shemachtel L'Heter Mechama L'Tzel? Also, the Kaman Rava Amalei Ma'ala Tutulinu. He asked Rava, can I be Metaltot Amalu Shari? He said, you want to be Metaltot? He said, Islei Echrina. He said, but I have another one. They told him, Chazal Archim. It's ready for the Archim. Isli Nami Larchim, ready half for the Archim was so. Amalei Galisa Daitach, the Karabbis Rilach, Lakula Amashar Lidachasir. You're showing me that you hold like Rabba. It's really Mechama Letzel, but give me a hard time. You're showing me you hold like Rabba. They don't all of that to Mechama Letzel. So I would pass him for everyone else, Mechama Letzel is Mutter, but you don't hold like Rabba. So Mimela, I have to pass him to you that it's Asir. I mean, you hold like Rabbi, I mean, you don't hold like me, after passing to you that it's Aser. So, Zakhtav Aksa Shekel, what exactly was Rav Mari Baruch HaShayla? If he named on clearly like Rabbi, they now are moving Mecham Letzel. And he didn't need Letzer Kufa, he didn't need it for himself, he didn't need it for the Archim. So what was his Shayla? If his Shayla was, if Mecham Letzel is Mutter or not, so when Rabbi told him it's Mutter, so why did he say Isle Achmina? Zog the Max Shekeli obviously wasn't coming to ask Rabba if you let him move a klisha machtel head to the Tzarech Gufay. That's bechal not a shayla. There's no one that has such a tzan that a klisha machtel head to is usle Tzarech Gufay. But he thought you're not allowed to use a pillow on Shabbos. So what was the shakla v'tariya bechal? So Zog the Max Shekeli must be like this. He held that you're not allowed to move Mechama Letzel. But he wanted to know, is it mutter aydei haroma? So Rava told him it's mutter, meaning that it's mutter and you'll use it. Our haroma. But the problem is this a haroma the nicker? Because I have another one to use. So it's more nicker, it's haroma, so maybe there's no haroma here. So Rava said, I don't know, it's not nicker. Maybe you need it for the archim. Maybe you need it. You have others, but maybe you need it for the archim. So that he said, but I have others for the Archim as well. So am I still let him move it? Is it too nicker that it's Arama? So Rabbi said, okay. If you have for yourself and you have for the Archim, and you hold like Rabbi that Mechama Letzel is also by Klisha Machtel Heter, we're going to have to be nickel because of Arama. But you already have for yourself, you have for the Archim, so that Arama is nicker, that it's Arama, it's too nicker. So Melo Takim be Yasser. So that's in the Max of Shekel, Taichis, the Magen Avraham. This is the Raya that Haroma is Mutter, if it's a good Haroma. Because Rav Mari is Shaila, Rav Mari held like Rabba, he obviously couldn't be asking a Shaila if it's Mutter to move the Kai Letzarech Gufay, but found he didn't need Letzarech Gufay. So what was his Shaila exactly? Elamai, Shaila was, could I move Mecham Letzel and use it Haroma? And is it called a good Haroma, even though I have for myself? I have for the Archim, I have for the Archim as well. And Rava's teretz is, that's not a good irola, but Vais says if he wouldn't have for himself, even though Michama Letzel is asur, but still you could do it on the aroma. So this was the Magen Avraham's Raya to aroma. That's the Master Shekel's Pshat. Geshmak Pshat in the Gemara. There are a few other Pshat of the Achronim to explain the Shakla Tire of Murray and Rava, right? The Master Shekel's Kasha, which is such a good Kasha. What was of Murray's Shaila? His Shaila wasn't of Tzarek Kufa is Mutter because he didn't even want of a Tzarek Kufa. If his Shaila was if Michama Letzel is Mutter, so why was Rava answering him, you're telling me that you hold it tzasa? What exactly was a shayla? Nachsam Seifus is a very interesting pshat. He says that the pshat was that Reuven ben Rachel at this point was willing to nem on that Mechama Letzel was mutter. But that's not what he thought Metchila Shabbos. So when he came to Rava, he said, I always thought it was aser. So now maybe there's a miga diskatsoi. Because I wasn't able to move it beforehand, because I thought it was us to move Mechama Letzel. So Rava told him, but you will have to move Letzarech Gufay. That's what it means. It's Chazi, Shari, you'll have to move Letzarech Gufay. So he said, no, that wouldn't have been matter for me, because I have other ones. I never would have thought to move Letzarech Gufay. But he says, yeah, but you could have had it for the Archim. So you'll have to move it for the Archim. But he says, I have others for the Archim as well. So I had no das to move it at all. Because Bishloim, if I can move a Mechama Letzel, so I can have das to move a Mechama Letzel. But if I held it was Aser to move a Mechama Letzel, so even though now you're going to paskin to me, it's Mutter to move a Mechama Letzel, but since Bein HaShmashis, I thought it was Aser, so that should make him Muksa. So Rava told him, that's what he says, there's also Meduik in the Gemara. What does it mean, L'didach Aser L'kuli Al Mashari? Rava holds this Aser, it's Mutter to everyone. People who hold like Rabbah, so it's aser to all the people that hold like Rabbah. What do you mean, to you it's aser, to everyone else it's mutter? The Tarek says, to you it's aser, even according to me. Because since you held like Rabbah, Bein HaShmashis, so if to everyone else it would have been mutter, because they don't know, they didn't hold like Rabbah. But you held like Rabbah, so Mela, to you it's aser, since you had no tzarech for tzarech kufay, and you held it was aser mecham letzel, is a migdus katzai. Very interesting pshat. There's a pshat from the Tilul of David, which comes at a big chiddush. Then he wants the taina, if you have something which is getting ruined, the klisha machtel iser, you're not allowed to move a mechama letzel, but if it's getting ruined and you're going to need it for tzarech gufay later, you can even move it now, because that's called tzarech gufay. Because if you wouldn't move it, you're not going to have it for tzarech gufay. So even though now you're only moving a mechama letzel, you don't need it now, but if you don't move it now, you're not going to have it for later. It's going to get ruined. So since you're moving it now in order to use it later, that's called tzarech gufay. So now that was a shaila. And the chenami hold it's aset mechama letzel, but maybe I can move it because I'm going to need it for tzarech gufay later. So Rava says, okay, yeah, that's a good heter. But he said, l'maisa, I have enough for tzarech gufay, so I don't really need it for tzarech gufay later because I have other things for tzarech gufay. So that Rava says, L'idach Aser. If the pshat is you'll need it for the archims, even if you hold Mechama Letzel as Aser, it's Mutter. Because even though now he doesn't have archim, but he might have archim later. So that would also be called the Tzarek Kufa, because he has to protect it and save it for the archim later. But if he has for the archim, so it's not Tzarek Kufa, it's only Mechama Letzel. That's why Rava told him it was Aser. Now let's start the next Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Kol HaKeil Menitol B'Shabbos Shivreim Nitol Imon. When you have a keli which breaks on Shabbos, you could still move the shvarim, the broken shards of the keli. The Tanakhama says you need it to be oisim ein malacha. As long as it's doing some sort of a malacha, like shivri areva lechasis ben piachavish, shivri schuchas chasim piapach, if you have a broken big bowl and it could cover a barrel, or if you have broken glass that could cover a small jug, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it has to be me'ein malach ton. It has to be something similar to the malach it was doing till then, like the shivei areva, which is holding things, could still hold some cereal, or the shivei schuchas, the glass, could still hold some oil. And the Gemara had a havamina that were only discussing if it broke on Erev Shabbos. But if it broke on Shabbos, l'kuli alma, it retains its shame kli, even though it's not oisim ein malach ton. But if it broke an Erev Shabbos, that's a question, does it retain the shame kli? But the Gemara slugs it up, and the Gemara says, Faket, if it broke an Erev Shabbos, so the fact that it can still do some malacha makes it retain the shame kli, which is a very, very big chiddush. Because Lagabi Tumala Mashal, if the Kli broke and you're not planning on using it, it's no longer Mekabel Tumah. But Lagabi Muksa, even though the fact that you have a Eitz or Evan that's Royal Lechasis Pichavis, that doesn't make it a Kli. But if it was a Kli, and it's still Royal Lechasis Pichavis, so it'll retain its shame Kli, it won't become Muksa. If it broke on Shabbos, then we have a machlekes, and what's the machlekes? The machlekes is if it's muchan or neilat. That's the lashon of the Gemara. Now there's a machlekes ha'paiskim. What's the pshat in the Tanakhama? Now as Rabbi Yehuda we understand, Rabbi Yehuda holds its asa because of neilat. What does it mean neilat? Rabbi Yehuda is a shit asa. Rabbi Yehuda holds of muksa, meaning Rabbi Yehuda holds everything has to be muchan mi bayid yayin. Now if something was muchan mi bayid yayin, but that achana, the achana that it was mi bayid yayin is gone, and he wanted to have a new hachana on Shabbos, that's what's called neilat. So that's the thing, masikim mekelem, vei masikim meshiva kelem. Kelem amuchan, and it has the same hachana. So even though you're going to use it for something which is not its hachana is not for firewood. Adarab, you would never use it for firewood, but it doesn't matter. Once something is muchan, it's completely muchan, so you can use it for whatever you want. Now, Shankain, Shiva Kalim, the Pshat is it lost its original Achana. It was Muchan to be a Kli, and it's no longer a Kli. And now it has to get a new Achana to be firewood. It can't get a new Achana on Shabbos, on Yandiv. So it's called Eine Muchan, it's Neilat. Now, Reb Shimon doesn't hold of Neilat, meaning it doesn't have to be Muchan Mei Asmo. As long as it wasn't Muksi, we're at Maksadaitai, it's Mutter. So Memela, even though it gets a new Achana, it didn't need a achana. That's a pshat. That's quite a pasha pshat in Machlekes Yehudim Shim by Neilad, which is similar to the Machlekes by Muksa. So Rabbi Yehuda, which holds he need Me'ein Melachton, the pshat is, if you could still use it for Me'ein Melachton, something similar to its original use, so it's not considered a new achana. That's considered the same achana. It was Muchan Me'esmo for something like this, and therefore, it's not considered like anything changed, it's Mutter. But if it's not Eisim Ein Melachton, even though it's Eisim Ein Melacha, but that's a new Achana. That's Neilat, and Rabbi Yehuda asks Neilat. But the question is, what's Pshat in the Tanakhama? Is it Pshat in the Tanakhama that the Tanakhama holds like Reb Shimon? The Tanakhama doesn't hold of Neilat. So if it wouldn't be able to be even done Ein Melacha, I can't do anything with it, something which has no use, b'chlal, no ishtamshus, so that's the muks of Eitzim Avonim. That's what we call muks of Machmas Gufay. Has no ishtamshus, it can't retain its shame kli. It can't retain its shame kli. It's Eitzim Avonim. There's an Issa Tiltul. Mashengen, if it's Eisim Me'ein Melacha, you could do something with it. You just can't do Me'ein Melachton. So it doesn't matter that Achana changed. Reb Shimon doesn't hold of Neilat. So the Machlekes in the Mishnah is the classic Machlekes. If Neilat is Asa, Neilat is Mutter, that's the Machlekes of Yehuda and Reb Shimon. That's one Mahalach. But there's a second Mahalach in the Paiskim, which the Paiskim named the son, the Beis Yosef, the Bach, the Taz, the Eliyahu Rabba, and the Taisus Shabbos, they all named on for a Pashtus, this Mahalach, that the Tanakhama that holds that it's Mutter is not because he doesn't hold of Neilat. Even the Tanakhama could hold Neilat as Taka Asar. But the Tanakhama holds that a Kli, which is still ice in the Ein Melacha, is not Neilat. If something switches from a Kli to firewood, so that's Neilat. If something switches from an Eichel to firewood, like Kli Be'agazim or Garine Tamarim, that's Neilat. But if something was a Kli, and it's still a Kli, originally it was a Kli for one use, and then it became a Kli for a different use. But a Kli is a Kli, it's not Neilat. That's what Kama Paiskim hold. Now comes the Nafkamina Lahalacha. Because there is a big Shaila how we paskin. The Ikka Shaila is brought in the Tur, and the Beis Yosef and the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Tav Tzadik Hei, and the Ikka is discussed in the Rush and the Rishonim at the end of Masechtas Beya, and other places. Now the Rif and the Rambam and the Rush hold that on Shabbos, Lagabi Shabbos, we paskin Lekula. And we're passing like Reb Shimon, and there's no Issa Muksa and Neilat on Shabbos. Except for Muksa Machmas Issa, that's a Gemara at the end of the Masechta. That, Ner, Shadlikubay Baisa Shabbos, we talk a hold as Asar on Shabbos, not like Reb Shimon. But Lagabi other halachas, there's no Issa of Muksa and Neilat on Shabbos. Now Shaykh and Lagabi Yantiv, there is an Issa Muksa and Neilat. Why is Yantiv more Chomer than Shabbos? That's a Gemara in the beginning of Masech Tzvei Daf Beis. Rav Nachman says that since Yontif is more kal, so they're more machmir. On Shabbos, which is more chamer, so they're more mekel agami mukseh neilut. Yontif, which is more kal, they were more machmer and they acid mukseh neilut. That's the psak of the Rambam Rif and Rosh. And the psak of the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tov Tzadikei, that mukseh neilut is mutter on Shabbos and asur on Yontif. Now Shein Kein, the Rabbeinu Tam, and also the Bahag holds this way, and they hold there's no chiluk Yontif in Shabbos. There are other shittas also, but the ikka, the second shita is, and this is what the Ramah brings, that muksa is always mutter, both on Shabbos and on Yomtif, but neilut is always asr, both on Shabbos and on Yomtif. So in regard to the machlokes of Yehudim, Shimon, and neilut, comes out legabe, what we're discussing, legabe neilut, according to the Mechaber, which is the shita of the Rif, Rambam, and Rosh, neilut is mutter on Shabbos and asr on Yomtif. According to the Ramah, which is the shita of Benetam and the Bahag, Neilut is asr on both Shabbos and Yom Tov. So the shayla is, if a kli breaks, and you could do with the shvarim me'ein malacha, but not me'ein malachton, according to the Bahag and Rebbein Etam on Shabbos, or according to the Rif Ram and Rosh al-Kapanim on Yom Tov, if you're going to say the pshat in the Tanakama is that he holds Neilut is mutter, so we don't pass like the Tanakama. And if it's not being able to do me'ein malachton, so on Yom Tov, according to pretty much the Kuli Alma, and on Shabbos, according to Rabbeinu Tam and the Bahag, it will be Asr. But if you hold that the Pshat of the Tanakhama is that it's not Neilad, it's not considered Neilad, that's the Lashon of Gemara, is Mashman that way. The Gemara says, Marsava Muchanhu, Marsava Neiladu, if it's not Neilad, so then it'll be Mutter. Any Kli that breaks, and you could do with the Shvarim Me'im Malachton, would be Mutter. It'll be mutter on Yom Tov, and it'll be mutter on Shabbos, even if you hold that neilut is aser. So say over the Peskim, because it's a machlekes in the Peskim, really. Because the Gemara here brought the story of a cheres katana. A cheres katana, that the Gemara here brings, that Shmuel held it was only mutter b'chatzir, because it's only useful in the chatzir. Rav Nachman held it's mutter in the Carmelis, because it's also useful in the Carmelis. And Rav held it was even mutter b'shesarabim. The Gemara brought that story, that his shamish used the cheres to clean his shoes, and Talmidim said, you're not allowed to, it's Shabbos. It's Shabbos. And he said, nah, you don't even learn, you're trying to teach people your mistakes. This cheres is roi for malacha, even though in the Shusaram it's not roi for malacha, but it doesn't make a difference, it's not muksa. So Rava said, it's mutter to use a cheres that broke in the Shusaram, and that's how he passed it. So the Torah says, Taisus already says, I mean, that it's talking about it broke by Erev Shabbos. Because if it broke on Shabbos, Rava holds of Muksa of a Koshke Neulet. Broke on Shabbos, Rava Paskin's Muksa is Asur on Shabbos. Koshke Neulet is Asur on Shabbos. And that's how the Torah brings it down, that if a Cheres broke B'Shisaram on Erev Shabbos, so then it's Mutter to use it. It sounds from the Torah, if it broke on Shabbos, it's Asur. So the Beis Yosef asks the Kasha, what's the Pshat? And what's the Pshat in Taisus? He wants to know. It's Roy Lemein Malacha. Why is it Neilad? Why is Tais assuming that it's Neilad? It's Roy Lemein Malacha. So the Beis Yosef says that there's a difference between if the whole Kli broke and then Me'ein Malacha is okay, but if a piece of Cheres broke off a Kli, then Me'ein Malacha is not okay. And all the Achreinim are bothered. You can't make up such Chalukim on your own. You're making a Chalukim. If the whole Kli broke, if the Kli broke into shards, then Me'ein Malacha makes it not Neilad. But if a piece broke off the Kli, even if you do Me'ein Malacha, then it is Neilad. Where do you get it from? And the Bach says, since it's in Rosh Hashanah, so it's not considered to be Me'ein Malacha, so since it's in Rosh Hashanah, so Me'ela blibes Neilad. Also a bit of a Shverei Chilik. But the Magen Avraham says that it depends. If you hold that Neilad is Mutter on Shabbos, then even if it broke on Shabbos, it's Mutter. If the old Neilad is Aser on Shabbos, then only if it broke on Erev Shabbos. That's what the Magen Avraham says. But the Achreinim, the Eliyahu Rabba, and the Taisu Shabbos, they say, no. If it's Roy L'Mein Malacha, it's not Neilad. And Mamela, if it's Roy L'Mein Malacha, even if the old Neilad is Aser on Shabbos, and it broke on Shabbos, it's Mutter. A lot of the Achreinim say the Torah was Lav Dafka. Lavdafka that it broke on Erev Shabbos. Even if it broke on Shabbos, it's mutter. So the Beis Meir and the Lushe Shrad point out that the Magen Avraham held that according to the Tanakam, it is Nailad. The reason why the Tanakam holds its mutter is because he holds that Nailad is mutter. And that's a Pasha Taich of Taisis. Why is Taisis convinced, according to Rav, a broken Erev Shabbos? Because Rav holds Nailad Zasser, so what? The Tanakam says it's not Nailad. You're going to make Chalukim like the Beis Yosef, it's very schwer. And the Pshat in Taisis is that Taisis held that Tanakam also holds its Nailad. Tanakam holds Nailad as mutter. So it comes out in Afkamina Lalacha, like we said. You have a kli that breaks, and the Shvarim Aroi from Ein Malacha, but not from Ein Malachton. According to the Beis Yosef, Al Kapanim, when the entire kli broke, not that a piece broke off, according to the Bach, when Al Kapanim didn't break for Shusar Abim, according to the Taz and the other Achrenim, it's not Nailad. And even if you hold that Nailad is Aser and Shabbos, or even on Yom Tov, where Reif Pais Kamol, that Nailad is Aser, it's going to be Mutter. But according to the Magen Avram, it's Nailad. The Tanakam is only Matter because it's not hold of Nailad. If we hold of Nailad on Yom Tov, or according to some Paiskim, we hold of Nailad on Shabbos, it'll be Aser. So the Beis Neir brings a Raya, even though we have this Taisus here, which seems clearly like the Magen Avram. And the Beis Meir says it's actually Mamish Mefurish and Taisus and Chul and Daphne and Hay. Taisus brings down this Mishnah, Sishtikal Derech Agav and Taisus, but he says, Remeir holds his mutter, the less lay Nailad. Very clear in Taisus that the Pshat and Tanakam is that it's not Nailad, it seems that there were Taisus here. But Zakti Beis Meir, have a Raya from the Rif and the Rush, that they hold like the Achreinim, like the Reif Paiskim. Because the Rif and the Rush bring down Rav Tzemach Gayin. Rav Tzemach Gayin says, we pass him like Rabbi Yehuda. He says, you know why? Because it's a klal. Rav Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Alach, Rabbi Yehuda. So we pass it like Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah, you need Me'ein Malachton. Zok the Rif, I disagree. When the Mishnah says Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, then we have the klal, Rav Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Alach, Rabbi Yehuda. But when the Mishnah didn't say that it's Rav Meir, now the truth is the Gemara brings a brisa that says it's Rav Meir. But the Mishnah didn't say it's Rav Meir. So the Mishnah is a Stam Mishnah. It's a Stam Tanakama Kenegad Rabbi Yehuda. When you have a Stam Mishnah Kenegad Rabbi Yehuda, the Halacha is like a Stam Mishnah, and the Halacha is like the Tanakama. That's what the Rif and the Rush say. So Taina de Beis Meir, if the Rif and the Rush learned that this Machlaikis was a classic Machlaikis of Nailad is Asa, Nailad is Mutter, which the Rif already spent time discussing at the end of Be'a, you don't have to go into whether it's the Tanakama, whether it's Rabbi Meir or that. The Rif's psak is that Nailad is Aser and Yontif and Mutter and Shabbos. That's the Rif's psak. And the Bahag Paskins, it's Aser and Shabbos, that Nailad is Aser and Shabbos as well. He wouldn't have gotten involved in this Shaila. Do we pass like Rabbi Yehuda? Because Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, like Rabbi Yehuda. Do we pass like the Tanakama? Because the Mishnah didn't say it was Rabbi Meir. It must be, the Rif was deciding, he has to explain what, the Machlaikis is not a Machlaikis, the old Machlaikis, the Klali Yistika Machlaikis of Nailad is Aser, Nailad is Mutter. Machlaikis is it Nailad or not? And the Mishnah was assuming that Nailad was Aser. Oh, so then it's important to bask in the Shaila, even though for Hilchas Shabbos, anyway the Rif holds Nailad is Mutter, but it's Negei like the Shittas Bahag, of Tzemach Gayin seems to hold like the Bahag, and it's Negei and Yom Tov, so the Rif has to bask in that it's not Nailad. That's the Beis Meir's Raya from the Rif and the Rush that he holds is not Nailad. The Chazon Ish was also Mechaven to this Raya. Now the Shaar HaTzion in Siman Tavkuf Aleph, when it says Ein Masikim B'Shivrei Kelim, and the Shaar HaTzion is discussing what about the Shivrei Kelim was Oisin Ein Malacho and Ein Malachtan, so the Shaar HaTzion is Medayik in the Rashi that says Mar Sova Muchen Hu Kevin the Royal L'Shum Malacha, and that's a Raya also holds that it's not Nailad. Chazon Ish is Daicha the Raya. But the Chazon Ish says he thinks the Gemara is muchach like the Magen Avraham and like Taisus, even though he was masking at the end of the shtickle that the Rif and the Rush, the Chayyim didn't hold that way. Because Rav Yehuda Mishmuel started off saying that the Machlekes is if it broke an Erev Shabbos, and the Machlekes is in retaining the Shem Kli. That according to Hanakama, as long as it's Me'ein Malacha retains the Shem Kli, according to Rav Yehuda, even to retain the Shem Kli before Shabbos, you need Me'ein Malachton. So what was the Gemara's kasha on that? Rav Zadroy asked the kasha, it says, Masikim Mekalim Ve'im Masikim Meshivrei Kalim. And if it was Erev Yontif, why not? Even if it's not a Kli. You're allowed to be Masik with things that aren't a Kli, as long as it was before Yontif. Elamites from a Yontif. Uktani Masikim Mekalim Ve'im Masikim Meshivrei Kalim. So you see, you don't say Kli U'agavavim. In fact, the Chazinish, if the Machlokes in the Mishnah is, if Nailad is Aser and Nailad is Mutter, so Gemara is bringing them a first Shirai, there are view the holes. at least one sheet that Neilad is Aser. It broke on Shabbos and it's Aser. Vaisis is an Isser Neilad. But if the Machlekes and the Mishnah is it Neilad or not? So what's the Kasha from Masikim V'Kelem V'Masikim V'Shiva Kelem? Zetzayin the Mishnah of Masikim V'Kelem V'Masikim V'Shiva Kelem, it's not right for any Malacha. So there, there's an Isser Neilad, because it's not right for any Malacha. So V'Shteitzach, it can't maintain its shame Kli, because not right for any Malacha. V'Hashem came when it's Roif, at least Me'ein Malacha. So then everyone holds that on Shabbos it's Mechonim Agav Avien. And the Machlekes by Erev Shabbos is if Me'ein Malacha or Me'ein Malachtan. If the Machlekes in the Mishnah is if Neilad's Mutter and Neilad's Aser, so you have a Raya. You can't say everyone knows that Neilad's Mutter because what's the Pshat of Eim Masikim Meshiv Kalim? But if the Machlekes in the Mishnah is it Neilad or not? So that's the Machlekes. And maybe you could say, L'kuliam Fakel, L'kuliam it's not Neilad. Me'ein Malacha is enough to make it not Neilad. And Masikim Meshiv Kalim means when you don't even have Me'ein Malacha. And that's Neilad. That's the Chazon Shishtel. So Mela, until he had the Raya from the Riff and the Rush, he wanted to be Mechriya like the Magen Avraham. Yeah, maybe he can answer, if there's a Svar of Mechana and Agav Aviyam, that Svar the Gemara held would apply even if it's not Raya for any Malacha. Yesh Lodim Bezat, then come Makam Ha'ich.